It's the 22nd year the Rocky Mountain Dance Theater in Cody hosted its annual Nutcracker. As Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska finds out, Cody's Nutcracker is all about inclusion and support from the community.
I grew up going to the Nutcracker every year. It wasn't truly Christmas time until my mom and I got dressed up and watched the ballet filled with Christmas spirit, beautiful sets, costumes, and the music. So when I found out that Cody has been putting on a Nutcracker performance for the past 22 years, I had to go. The music and the general storyline was the same, but there were all these parts that I had never seen before.
Most Nutcrackers don't have butterflies or candy canes, and we do. And it's actually very special. It really is. I think it's one of the things that makes our Nutcracker really magical.
That's Elizabeth Fernandez. She's the artistic and executive director of Rocky Mountain Dance Theater. Fernandez has a long history with dance. A Cody native, Fernandez went to college for dance, and she eventually decided she wanted to come back to Wyoming.
It was a tough decision in a lot of ways because it's difficult sometimes to have that outlet for those of us who are a little more artistic. But I decided that it was exactly the reason that I should come back here.
She founded the Rocky Mountain Dance Theater in Cody. Fernandez says she knew right away she needed to provide some kind of performance for the dancers.
And I realized that I wanted my dance students to have the feeling that I had in college of something that was special and that I was working for all the time. And really the most magical part of any dance company is the Nutcracker. And it was something I knew that could be sustainable here.
She certainly knows about the Nutcracker, and she's aware of the tweaks in the Cody Nutcracker's storyline. While there are auditions for the Nutcracker, there aren't any cuts. Fernandez says she makes sure there's a part for everyone who puts the work in.
We have a lot of young kids, and so there is this need to provide parts for a certain age group, and so I've created parts for those.
Besides the butterflies and the candy canes, other parts included an enchanted fairy, clowns, and even a dragon.
You have to provide the next step for every step. And so you've got the little ones moving into the intermediate, into the advanced.
This is part of the challenge of being a dance theater in Cody, a town of about 10,000 people. But Fernandez says in the past 20 years or so, this uniqueness to the Cody Nutcracker is what makes it so exciting for the dancers and the community.
In providing those steps, you have to find a way to put them into the story for it to make sense. And so that's really why our story is a little bit different.
I'm Sully Jackson, and I'm a senior in high school. I'm Clara and Dewdrop.
In the Nutcracker I've seen, Clara is played by a little girl and doesn't have a leadership part. But in Cody, she does.
We all know the parts, like for everything else, the part's always changing, so you can always aspire to be a part, and then it's really cool once you get there.
Jackson started ballet when she was 3 years old. She grew up dancing in the Nutcracker, moving up the tier to this year when she accompanied two guest artists from Ballet Arizona in a dance.
And I have never felt a feeling I feel like when I perform in front of people, especially on the stage, and putting countless hours in. Like, I did the calculations for my college applications, like 47 weeks out of the year I'm dancing. So
Jackson's like fellow dancer Emery Johnson chimes in.
It's as soon as you get onto the stage is when it, like, all the thrill happens, because like it's so nice just looking at the audience and seeing how many like people from our community came to watch.
And the community's support is obvious. Throughout the entire show, the full auditorium cheered, laughed, and applauded every performer from the age of 3 all the way up to high school seniors. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.